Many, many years ago, probably about 20 years ago, I went to Niagara Falls and I bought a set of playing cards there that was round and had pictures from Niagara Falls. And I loved those playing cards. And I started noticing other playing cards when I went out places. So I started collecting playing cards. I have probably 20 decks of playing cards, but I have no idea where they are.
Sort of talk to me about what was going on at that time.
I was in my early 20s. I didn't have much in the way of material things because I was just starting out, so I had my clothes and my bedding, and that was about it. And I just found that playing cards were inexpensive. They were small, so I could keep them in a small place. And they were just cool. I don't know. There was something about them. They were functional, too. So I could, play solitaire or play gin rummy with my friends, and we could use them as well as look at them.
So it wasn't just having the actual card itself, it was also the memories you were building with these cards.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It was definitely something where I could say I had been in this space at this time and bought these cards.
So was it enough for you to remember those cards and remember the times you had with them and you don't actually maybe need them?
I think that's true. Yeah. I don't feel like I need to know where they are. Knowing that I have them and that one day I'll see them again is really all I need.
It's kind of like you're talking about somebody, not something.
Yeah. Well, they do represent a time in my life that was really full of excitement and expectation and enthusiasm. And I think that's something that I treasure, I hold on to.
I don't want to be Barbara Walters and get all weepy about how their cards represent your life and how you was just starting out, girl, and it was this thing that you were becoming a woman and all that kind of stuff. But it seems like once you got those things, it was some sort of transition period.
Definitely. I think that I have, over the years, I will look at playing cards. I was someplace and saw a deck of Doctor Who playing cards, and I thought, okay, I'm going to get those to put in my collection that I don't have. And I decided, I don't need those. I don't need to have them. It would be nice. And if I knew where my collection was, I might be more inclined to actually start adding to it again. But there's something about the fact that now that I'm in my 40s, I have a lot of personal possessions and I don't need many of them. And adding to my collection of mystery cards isn't gonna really satisfy me in any way. It's not gonna bring me additional pleasure. It's almost as pleasurable to see a deck of cards that I like and not buy them as it is to buy them and then never look at them again.
So when you see a deck of cards that you like and you don't buy them, we have this thing that we talk about where everybody does it. It's the transformative aspect, where you get lost in your work, where there becomes this flow and you lose track of time. Maybe you get nostalgic. When you see a deck of cards that you think are cool, do you kind of maybe go to that place for a minute?
I think so, yeah. And especially those Niagara Falls cards, because they were so cool. And just that they were the ones that got me thinking, like, I like playing cards. These are fun. I think that knowing that they exist and not having immediate access to them probably makes them more important to me as an object. I think that if I had them around, I probably would be not as excited to think of them because they'd just be there, So it is something of I don't know how to put it, makes them more valuable. Well, absence makes the heart grow fonder, I guess. I think that I do go to a nostalgic place when I see a cool deck of cards and I think of my collection, wonder where it is fondly.
Wonder if it's fallen in love with anybody else and how it got along without you.